Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Two more branches fell off the Carolina coaching tree this week. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The fabled Carolina coaching tree built by Dean Smith is getting weaker at the roots. With Smith retired and unable to use his magic touch with athletic directors and pro general managers anymore. Sure, Scott Cherry, a reserve on his 1993 national champions, just earned Big South Coach of the Year honors after leading High Point to 19 wins and a berth in the NIT. And Jeff Lebo is still going at East Carolina, but this is his fourth head coaching job in 15 years. I may be missing someone, but most of the big limbs on the tree have retired, except, of course, for venerable Larry Brown, still going strong at 73 at SMU. George Karl was fired from Denver last season and is taking a year off, hopefully before getting back in. Fogler got out 12 years ago, and most of the sturdy limbs are either in administration like Mitch Kupchak, or NBA assistant coaches like Bob McAdoo and Rasheed Wallace, or college strength and conditioning coaches like George Lynch. Maybe Mike O'Korn will get another shot somewhere. He was pretty good as an assistant. And of course, the new dean, Roy Williams, now has a combined Kansas-Carolina tree from Mark Turgeon to Rex Walters to Jared Haas and Wes Miller at UNC Greensboro. Call me if I've forgotten anyone. But while Duke still has Tommy Amaker, Johnny Dawkins, Mike Bray, Bobby Hurley, Billy King, and Danny Ferry going strong on the bench or front office in the NBA, the Carolina tree took a hit this week when Buzz Peterson and Jason Capel got whacked on the same day from UNC Wilmington and Appalachian State. Buzz, perhaps known best for being Michael Jordan's roommate, had success at Appalachian twice and Tulsa before hitting the down curve at Tennessee and now UNC by the sea. Could Buzz get a third crack at App State now that Capel was relieved after four seasons and the most recent 9-21 stinker as the Mounties get ready to move from the Southern Conference to the Sun Belt? No chance. Capel's father has been a college and NBA coach for years, and brother Jeff landed back at Duke after losing the Oklahoma head job. But Jason has always been a bit of a brat, to be kind about it. Although 53-70 over 4 years at most places will get you fired, it didn't help that App State's athletic director is NC State alum and former Wolfpack administrator Charlie Cobb. Who knows? Maybe Cobb will bring the old redcoat, Sidney Lowe, out of mothballs. This is Archansky. See ya.